HollowNetAudio.com. This is fan fiction only. Fear the Nebula. They Whisper Her Name by Allison Kate. Narrated by Megan Niesink.
Alara sat in her father's quarters aboard the USS Nebula, her fingers tracing the edge of the small model starship he had given her for her birthday. She often visited the bridge, watching her father, Lieutenant James Marcus, guiding the mighty vessel through the cosmos with a precision she greatly admired. But today, as the corridors echoed under the ominous hum of Red Alert, Alara's usual awe was replaced with fear. The alert came suddenly. A Cardassian ambush. Three warships emerging from the far side of a nearby asteroid. The crew of the USS Nebula scrambled to their stations, the atmosphere tense yet focused. Alara, told to remain hidden in quarters, could only hang on with each shudder as enemy weapons impacted the shields. She felt the ship lurch with sudden movements on impulse power, knowing her father was at the helm, trying to save them with evasive maneuvers. Battle unfolded violently. The Nebula rocked with each torpedo impact, retaliating with a fury that belied its graceful silhouette. Alara clutched the model tighter, feeling the ship's desperation through every deckplate shudder. It wasn't long before the battle reached a harrowing crescendo. The first Cardassian cruiser erupted in a blaze of fire, and then another. But victory came at a cost. A final explosion rumbled through the ship. And the quick and shaky movements of evasive maneuvers suddenly stopped. When the dust settled, the Nebula stood victorious, but scarred. The third Cardassian cruiser disintegrating under its relentless assault.
Medical emergency on the bridge,
came the call of the first officer over the shipwide comm system as she took command. The ship began to move again, but not with the movement she came to recognize as those of her father. Someone else was now piloting the ship. At least, she thought, the weapons firing and danger seemed to be over. Her father had instructed her to remain in her quarters whenever there was a red alert, so Alara continued to do so, even after the flashing lights went out. She waited for her father, but he never came. Instead, Captain Sivek himself visited her. He'd been wounded, bandages soaked green with blood. He calmly informed Alara of the news she most feared, with the apathetic approach typical of a Vulcan. It became legend. A single starship taking on three and surviving against overwhelming odds. Yet for Alara, the Nebula was a bittersweet symbol of her father's sacrifice. The Cardassians would speak of the Nebula class with a shiver, knowing well its resilience and spirit born from loss. Alara, now under the care of the surviving crew of the Nebula, itself on its way to the nearest starbase for repairs, vowed to join Starfleet and carry on her father's legacy. The Nebula class of starship would go on to instill fear and respect throughout the Cardassian Union, becoming the primary class of frontline vessels during the Federation-Cardassian War, itself influencing the design of the upcoming Galaxy class. And Alara Marcus would carve her own career path, always remembering the legendary ship she called home and the values her father instilled in her at such a young age, to hang on despite overwhelming odds, and in the end, to accept loss and face it head on, relying on those around her to help prepare her for the journey that lay ahead of her.
In the vastness of the stars, a young girl dreams. On the USS Nebula, where hope stands tall with pride, navigating through the cosmos with courage as her guide. But shadows loom large as darkness draws near, the Cardassians plotting, their intentions unclear. Once feared and renowned, fell swift to their fate as courage astounds. With shields ablaze and her spirit in flight, she commands the stars, a beacon of light. This ship, this family, they stand side by side through loss and through victory. Run or hide. In the echoes of space, their fear echoes loud. The nebula class fearless and proud. They whisper her name.
Thanks for listening. For more Star Trek and Star Wars fan audio fun, visit holonetaudio.com. If you enjoyed this audio production and have short Star Wars or Star Trek fanfiction that you would like to share or even submit for audio production, join our private forum at forum.holonetaudio.com. Rules and limitations apply.